Welcome back. You're with RT. Now, the FBI has released over 100 pages of its 2001 investigation into the Clinton Foundation, putting greater pressure on the family's inner circle. The pages detail revelations related to former President Bill Clinton's controversial pardon of hedge fund manager Mark Rich. Well, Rich was indicted for tax evasion and illegal oil deals with Iran during an embargo. It was the biggest tax case in US history at the time, and the charges would have landed the trader a 300-year prison sentence. But during the final hours of Clinton's time in office, he was given a presidential pardon following a $1 million donation from Rich's wife to the Democratic Party and also to the Clinton Foundation. Many of the release pages have been heavily redacted, and almost a half of them are completely blank. The release has added controversy, though, in light of the ongoing FBI investigation involving Hillary Clinton's allies. Humar Abedin, for example, the vice chair of Clinton's campaign, is being investigated for negotiating political favours via the Clinton Foundation, while the chairman of Hillary's failed presidential campaign in 2008 is involved in a scandal over foreign governments influencing the US elections. And then we have Cheryl Mills. She is the Clinton Foundation's former director, and she is facing a probe over a private server and the alleged mishandling of classified emails. We haven't finished yet, because another of Clinton's close aides is Philip Raines, and her advisor, whilst she was the advisor while Secretary of State, is also facing accusations of using a private server for government business. And then we have John Podesta there, the current chairman of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, is reportedly involved in payment schemes that are linked to the family's charity.